Welcome back to Master the Marketplace with ETails. Hi there, this is Kunal Chopra from Master the Marketplace, and we're going to talk about inbound marketing today on platforms such as Amazon, Walmart, etc. And we have a special guest with us, Katie Kapka from ETails. You're with us today. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here.
Fantastic. So you are inbound at ETails, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, and what got you to ETails?
Yeah. So I'm originally from the Seattle area. I moved over to Spokane to go to college, and I stuck around. I love Spokane. And I actually was an English major. So I studied English, and I came to ETails as the very first copywriter here. So I got to really help define ETails' voice and the brand. And that was an amazing experience. And, you know, the copy that you see on the website today was really part of what I helped develop. And then about a year and a half into my time at ETails, I saw a lot of opportunity for inbound marketing. So we weren't really doing any social media or influencer marketing. And that's when we got to form the inbound marketing team. And that's what I manage today.
Fantastic. So can't be a better person to talk about inbound marketing than the head of inbound marketing at ETails. So that's fantastic. Okay, great. So let's get into it. You know, I really want to talk about just details and get a little deep into inbound marketing today as it relates to selling on Amazon and other platforms out there. So just for our listeners who don't know, they probably know what marketing is, but what is inbound marketing relative to outbound? Like, just explain what that really means.
Yeah. So inbound marketing was a coin or a term coined by HubSpot in 2005. So it is a fairly older term, but it's really developed a lot of attention in the past few years. We have a really good relationship with HubSpot and currently are working on using them as our CRM and our marketing software. And so we really have looked to them to develop a lot of what we do here. So inbound marketing is really meeting an individual at the right platform at the right time with the right content. So something that's going to deliver them value. So for example, a blog post that you come across on Facebook that's about a problem that you're having at work currently and like a marketing problem or something like that. That's inbound marketing. That's something that's going to provide you value. So it really takes that kind of human approach on let's provide our customers with value. Outbound marketing is more, it might be something that's disruptive. It might be a phone call that you aren't ready to receive. You're not at the right stage to engage with that company. And so inbound marketing is really being more strategic and more about how can we provide something of value to our customers.
Got it. And so outbound, is that typically handled by a sales team, for example, where they'll make calls or some, you know, maybe a cold call or a cold email or something?
Exactly. Yeah. That's more traditional outbound marketing. And there's absolutely a place for that. But I think that guided by some inbound marketing insights, outbound marketing can work, you know, synonymously together or symbiotically. And that we've seen to have really good results.
Fantastic. Great. Okay. So then let's get into just some details. So I am a brand. I want to sell on Amazon. Yeah. I want to sell on Walmart and all these different platforms. How would I put together a inbound marketing strategy? What are the different components that I should be thinking about?
Yeah.
You know, explain the landscape to people around what should I be thinking about?
Yeah, I always say the foundation for inbound marketing is your social media presence. So having a presence on Facebook and Instagram at a very minimum, and then expanding to Twitter, Pinterest, but really building that community up before you begin anything paid. And this is regardless of whether you're selling on Amazon or Walmart or just your website. This is just having a presence so you can build up your brand reputation, have some a good relationship with your customers so they can really virtually see, smell, touch your products and get to know the people behind the brand. And just that human element on social media is so important. Also today, I think most brands know that if you don't have a social media presence, you really should be working on that. That's just, it's a foundation that you really have to lay. And so that is something that we always preach here at ETails is we can help with social media. You can work with an agency, you can work with freelancers to do this, or you can do it in-house. Really, whatever it takes to just kind of get some content out there, whether it is good or needing some help, just getting out there and not being paralyzed by fear, I think is the push that some brands really need. So that's a really good first step.
Okay. And so then what else? So you have social media, then what other strategies exist for inbound? When do I get into paid?
Yep. So once you've laid a good foundation, that's a good time to start experimenting with paid inbound marketing. There's a few things we'll go through today, including search marketing, paid social, influencer marketing, all of that. But before I dive into that, I want to really kind of talk about the Amazon side of things, because mm-hmm. that's been a really interesting evolution. So back when I formed Inbound Marketing here at eTales about 2.5 years ago, there was absolutely no way to track or measure success on Amazon through off-platform marketing. So we would run social ads right to a listing, and we would have no way to know, like, what is our ROI? Are we gaining more impressions? Are we, you know, gaining more sales attributed to that ad? So we'd have to kind of look at things overall, like month over month, are we seeing an increase if we started running a social ad? And then a few months ago, Amazon actually released their attribution program, which was just, it was like Christmas for my team here. We were so excited because that actually allows you to now track your off Amazon marketing efforts. So we now can run, for example, a paid social ad back to a listing, and we can say this social ad drove $100 in sales. So that kind of insight has just been revolutionary for the inbound marketing world. And it's really validating that Amazon is seeing that as a need, and they've created this program for it.
Right. And so anyone can just sign up for that? Mm-hmm. Is that the
you
process?
You have to be brand registered on Amazon.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. But that is a big benefit of the brand registry program. And so that's something I'm telling people, you know, any chance I get, like, sign up for it, start experimenting. We'll talk about budgets later, but, you know, really whatever you have, a few hundred dollars a month to start, like, you can actually gain insight now, which we've never had before. So that's really exciting.
Okay. Great. Well, that's fantastic to
know. Yeah.
So then let's get into some of these different mm-hmm. channels or different yep. ways of running inbound marketing. And I know you talked a little bit about social, but how should a brand start with just their social presence? So is your recommendation just start on like Instagram, Twitter? Like what's the strategy there?
So I personally, there's a lot of different paid strategies we'll talk about, but after you have a good foundation on your social presences or social profiles, I would recommend starting with paid social. So you've built this foundation. Now let's amplify that and get the word out there a bit more. So there's a few different ways to run social ads, but primarily it's done through Facebook Ads Manager. And that you're just putting budget behind these ads that you get to create. So there's actually a lot of functionality when it comes to creating the ads themselves. You can make them beautiful. You can use different imagery, videos, headlines. So you want to make sure you have images in place as well and good assets, because that's really what it's going. You're going to be paying to put out there. So you want to make sure it represents your brand and looks good. And there's a lot of strategy. It can be pretty intimidating to get into Facebook Ads Manager. And so that's when I say, you know, lean on people who know this, a freelancer, hire somebody externally, or learn it yourself. But it is something, it can be intimidating to get in there, but I don't want that to stop people, because it is so valuable to be amplifying your message on social, because most people know that it's a pay-to-play game in social media these days. So you really need to put budget behind to grow your followers faster and to gain more sales.
Right. And then those are, you know, that's Facebook that you talked about. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other platforms out there. There's LinkedIn now that has been pretty famous. And, you know, of course, Instagram, Twitter. What other channels do you that you would recommend mm-hmm. that brands try out or experiment with?
So Facebook and Instagram. So since Facebook owns Instagram, you can run those
ads through Facebook. Right.
So that's really easy. I think both have different values. So Facebook's really good for gaining traffic and gaining impressions. And Instagram is really good for getting your really creative content out there and gaining more visibility and brand building. So they do have different goals. But I think both are very valuable. And then LinkedIn is so, so great for B2B marketing. So we use that quite a bit at eTales. I think there is a place for B2C marketing on LinkedIn, but it's more B2B focused. And then Pinterest is just a gold mine for B2C customers mm-hmm. or brands. And I think there's a lot that's going to happen on Pinterest. They've launched video ads recently. And I think that is another natural place to put some budget behind as well.
Yeah, I can see how, you know, for a product that's selling on Amazon, mm-hmm. like Pinterest could be a really good platform to not just rule out. You know, we think about Facebook and Twitter and maybe even Instagram as your first choices. But I think Pinterest mm-hmm. can be an interesting one as well.
Yeah, I agree. And it's actually, we've done some tests here and it's pretty cheap. So it's definitely worth a shot to put some money behind.
Correct. And so I touched upon Twitter quickly, but where does that play? I know that there was this phase where Twitter was just this flea market of sorts. a lot of junk, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, yeah.
But how's that platform doing these days? Is it useful, not?
We don't use Twitter a ton here. Like for e-tails, I think it can be good for forming relationships and tweeting at people and calling out whenever you have like another voice to add to the conversation. I think that's a good time to use Twitter. The advertising side, I'm not as familiar with. I do think that there's room there to explore though for both B2C and B2B.
Right. I do know their CEO who's been... I think he was reinstated as CEO recently. So he's making a lot of changes to the platform. So there might be something that we keep an eye out on, see what changes come over time.
Absolutely. And there's always new things coming up. Like, you know, Snapchat was really all the rage a few years ago. Now TikTok is something we're looking into. So it is definitely something that I think is good to have a relationship with somebody who's staying up to date on all these trends. There's conferences about it. There's so many articles. And so just to have somebody in your life, if you're a brand, who you can really look to for the latest news and trends.
Right. Okay. And so, you know, what about search marketing,
yeah.
You know, Google Ads and some of that? How does that fit into your strategy? Could you talk a little more about that?
Yeah. So Google Ads, I think there's absolutely a place for them, for both B2C and B2B. For Google Ads, we have used them the same way that we use Facebook and Pinterest. So to drive traffic to listings through that attribution program. And so they tend to have a higher cost per acquisition. However, you're gaining people who are really intent on shopping or looking for a product. So over half of all Amazon or all product searches begin on Amazon. Where do you think most of the other ones are starting? They're probably starting on Google, like they're Googling for a certain product. And then your ad might pop up right there. And it's, again, inbound marketing. It's about getting that person at the right time when they're in that, you know, buyer journey. That can be a really valuable placement to get them to click and then ultimately purchase.
Right. And from a video standpoint, of course, YouTube is a big platform out there. And they're owned by Google. Is it part of the same platform?
Yes,
how does YouTube fit into the ecosystem?
Yeah, it's all run through Google Ads. And so YouTube, it is essentially like running another Google ad, but you pick the different, you can get really granular. You can pick the channels or the actual video that you want placement on. So it can be a really powerful way to target a really narrow audience. So let's say you want to advertise to people who are watching this video. You can do that and get very granular. I think the trick to YouTube is you have to have amazing video content. Like that's the foundation. So if you don't have that, it's not worth exploring. But if you do have some good video content that really can quickly get your point across about what your product is or your business is, it's absolutely worth testing out to gain some views.
Got it. Okay, great. So we've talked about social, we talked about paid social, we talked about search. So let's shift gears a little bit into just PR and brand building, maybe some influencers.
Yeah.
How does that fall into an overall inbound strategy?
Yeah. So inbound marketing, I think a lot of people think of it as a direct response campaign. And that is part of it. That can be absolutely your primary goal. But I always like to say one of your primary goals should absolutely be brand building. So and influencer marketing, I really can't think of anything more powerful than that, because it's cutting through the noise of all these paid ads that you're seeing. People that are promoting something to their like niche, like very well developed audience. Like I personally follow a lot of influencers that I really trust. I've bought products that they recommend, and I like to say it's the new word of mouth marketing. So it's you know, not necessarily your friends might be recommending things to you still, but your influencers almost become your friends. I don't know if that's weird, but those are people that you are, you know, looking like every night before I go to bed, I scroll through Instagram and I see these people and I see their lives evolve. And when they recommend a product to me, it has more weight than if a brand were to recommend it to me. And that's actually like, that's a fact. Like people on social media trust individuals more than brands. And so I think that is really where influencer marketing is so powerful. At eTails, we work with both paid influencers. So it really is an entire ecosystem. So we have a SaaS product that we partner with, and there's a network of over 40,000 influencers that we can tap into, and they can bid on assignments, and we have relationships with them. We also work with influencers in exchange for products. So smaller influencers who might have, you know, under 10,000 followers, and they're willing to work in exchange for product or a smaller fee perhaps. And they are You know, that's a more affordable way to get into influencer marketing. And then you have all these people talking about your brand on Instagram, on their blogs, on Facebook. So there's more conversation happening. And that really, I think, is invaluable to a brand who is building up.
Right. And these influencers exist across these different platforms, mm-hmm. right? Like there could be an influencer yep. on LinkedIn that is mm-hmm. very different from an influencer on Instagram. Or maybe these YouTubers mm-hmm. these days as well are just, there's so many of them and yeah. there's so many influencers in that space.
Yep. And that's why I think it really depends on your goal. Like when you go into influencer marketing, do you want more exposure? Do you want to gain content? Because these influencers are really content creators and they are producing maybe video or photos that you can reuse on your Amazon listing, on your website. So we have a lot of brands. We just hired about 20 influencers for one of our brands here at Etails in order just to gain new content of his new product. And so that I think is just such a cool use. Like you're getting not only like that exposure on their Instagram when they're posting about it, but you're getting all this amazing content too.
That's great. And then where does press releases and some of that fall into the ecosystem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another yep. strategy out there.
Yep.
You know, how can a brand think about getting some PR out
yeah,
there
yeah.
when it comes to their products?
I think PR really is all about relationships. So you can hire an agency to do that for you, to help spread the word. But a lot of brands can't afford that. And so you can really kind of start doing some grassroots outreach. So maybe through your Instagram, you're reaching out to some influencers or some other people in your space. It's just spreading the word about your product and doing something more cost effective like that. But if you can afford to hire an agency or work with a freelancer, just getting that natural press out there about your brand is going to be so beneficial.
Yeah, and people don't realize there's so many other avenues, you know, just outside of social too. There might be a competition that exists somewhere that you can submit your products into.
Yeah, yeah.
Or there might be, you know, something happening around, you know, some local community mm-hmm. event or something. These are all just ways for people to get the word yeah. out there on their products, on their brand.
Yep. Reach out to BuzzFeed and see if they'll feature you. Like
right.
things like that. Absolutely. Why not reach out and take a chance?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And so we talked about all these channels. I think, you know, there's so many channels. Where do I start? How do I know it's working for me? It's
yep.
not, you know, how do I think about experimenting and deciding whether I want to continue down a route? Should I fuel more of it or not? How does that process work?
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah. Inbound marketing is really a great intersection between creativity and metrics and data.
Right.
And so, you know, now that we have, especially the Amazon attribution program, we're able to throw a few $100s at Facebook and then maybe the next month try Instagram and maybe YouTube. And so you're able to finally get these metrics. I always like to say though, especially with the Amazon attribution program, it's a last click attribution model. And so that means that if somebody clicks your social ad, goes to the listing, purchases, it's attributed. If they don't purchase right then and they go off and search other products and then they come back, that's not going to count. And so I like to say that the attribution program tells part of the story, and it really is a good indicator. But I also like to look at the sales lift overall. So I like to look at, let's do a social ad for a month and compare it to the month prior. Did we see a natural or a spike in traffic, a spike in sales? So you really have to look full picture, because inbound marketing can produce more of a brand halo effect as well. It's not always just that direct response that is the benefit you're getting.
Got it. And then would you recommend just doing one channel first, experimenting for a while? Or would you throw it out there on multiple
yeah.
channels and then compare results?
Yeah.
Like how should you think about that?
Yeah, well, it depends on your budget and your goals, of course. If you have a smaller budget, I think it does make sense to isolate and start with a smaller test. So maybe you have $300, even something as small as that. Start with Facebook for a month and try it out. See what results are. And if you're liking them, continue fueling that fire. If you want to test another platform, then go to that one the next month. If you have more budget, you absolutely can try them all now because of the attribution program with Amazon. So you can have a link for Facebook, a link for YouTube, for example. So you can isolate which is performing the best. So yeah, again, it depends on your budget and your goals.
Got it. And then where do these niche sites play into this role? I mean, we talked about the big ones like, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all these different big sites. But what about maybe there's a trading community, they have a smaller site. Like, should you explore those sort of platforms as well that are more niche because your product might be niche?
Yeah, definitely. And we, like I said, we work with, for influencers, a bigger SaaS solution, but there are really affordable ones out there where you can actually go and show, say, hey, this is my product. Is anyone interested in promoting it?
Right.
So that's worth a shot. I think there's more and more of these things popping up that it's worth just keeping an eye on and reaching out.
Yeah, I think the point that you made originally, which was around just, you know, go where your users are and add value to them.
Yeah.
If all the traders of the trading community are on a particular website, then you should be there with them
absolutely.
And engaging with them and adding value to them, right? As opposed to Facebook, where they're probably not there.
Yep, exactly. So, you really need to know your users. I think for inbound marketing to be effective, you really have to be tapped into, who your user base is and where are they. For a lot of consumer brands, it's Instagram these days. But if you're, you know, have a different product where maybe they're on specialty blogs, like an auto product or something like that, Instagram might not make as much sense. So I think, it's worth knowing who your audience is so you can provide value to them. And one other thing that I forgot to mention was content marketing. So making sure you have a blog on your website.
That's huge.
That is one of the easiest things to do. It's free other than your time. And it can just bring in constant traffic. So that is a huge, huge focus for us. And I think it really should be for any brand, whether they're consumer or business facing.
And it's also a great way to just build some indexing on Google and showing up on search results, et cetera. If you just have a blog and you have some content there that maybe others backlink to or something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's great. Yep. Speaking of content marketing, I mean, you talked about the blog, but what about these other platforms where people write, for example, Quora or Medium.
Yeah.
Is that something that brand should potentially explore? Is this contribute to that community there?
If you're taking the time to write a blog article, I say plaster it on as many platforms as you can. So put it up on Medium, maybe reach out to some similar sites and see if they want to publish it as well. So get as much mileage out of that content as you can. Yeah.
Right. Perfect. Okay, great. So then, you know, we obviously talked about so many strategies. We talked about experimentation, maybe a little bit about budgets, but, you know, and we talked about running inbound on Amazon, but what if I'm selling on other marketplaces such as Walmart, I'm selling on eBay, how do I know where should I direct my traffic to? And how do I think about a more omni marketplace experience?
Yeah. So what we do, here. So when you're running a Facebook or an Instagram ad, for example, you can target based on interest. So you can target, there's actually like people interested in Amazon or people interested in eBay. So you can separate your ads out that way. And you could have maybe a campaign targeting Amazon consumers and then one targeting eBay consumers. There's no attribution programs that I know of for eBay or Walmart. So it's very difficult to measure results there. So I always think Amazon's a good place to start, but I do think it is worth exploring, like, how can you strategically reach those eBay shoppers with a social ad? And that's something you can do through Facebook. And then I would say if you're marketing back to your website, so that is actually a piece of cake to attribute. You can place a piece, you know, a pixel, the Facebook pixel on your website. And so when somebody checks out, it's, you know, attributed. So that's something I would absolutely explore too. If you're selling on your website, why not?
That's a good point.
I mean,
that's another big channel is just direct to consumer D2C through your own website. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason why we can't direct traffic to that. Your own website.
Exactly. I think there's a way to reach, you know, people who are more likely to shop on your website versus people more likely to shop on Amazon. But I do think it's absolutely possible to segment those audiences and target all of them.
Right. There was this one brand I used to work with at Amazon, and I don't know why he did this strategy, but he just had his own website. And on his website, he would have a link to Amazon on all his listings.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was just kept driving traffic to his website.
Yes.
He never drove his traffic to Amazon because he wanted to build his own brand for his own website. But when you actually went to shop, you would actually get a link to Amazon.
And
so Amazon was just used as the checkout page as opposed to the brand building and the actual traffic generation.
And that's a trend we're absolutely seeing. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a fantastic solution, especially if you don't want to host, like, use Shopify or actually sell through your site. Like, why not just use Amazon? And actually that button that he could have that says shop on Amazon, that could be an attribution link. Mm-hmm. And so you could actually attribute and say, right. Oh, I drove, you know, 80% of my sales right. were from my website. And so you can strategically use it that way too.
Yeah. And this was not a small brand. I mean, he was doing $50 million on wow. Amazon. So it was a yeah. pretty decent yep. sized brand. So yep. clearly the yeah. strategy was working.
And there is something to that strategy because when they land on your website, they do get more of your story and they get a little more trust, perhaps. They want to do some more research. So I think there is something to that strategy.
Right. Now, Amazon is also doing the brand stores and yes. everything, right? So that's yes. sort of simulating your own yeah. web experience.
Yeah. The brand store is absolutely something everyone should take advantage of who has a trademark and you can get registered. You get access to all these things that we've experimented here with at eTels, like the attribution program, Amazon Live, and so many other benefits. But you can actually drive social ads or have influencers link back to your brand store and use the attribution links as well. And then they get kind of the best of both worlds. They get to see your brand story, all your products you offer, and just like really a mini website within Amazon.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, so many options out there, Katie. Mm-hmm. To wrap it all up, I don't have a lot of money, right?
Yeah,
budget's a
yeah.
problem. How should I allocate my yeah. budget? How should I think about budgets
yep.
as a brand and scale up as I grow my business? Yep.
So I'll go back to really laying that foundation. So setting up an Instagram profile or a Facebook page costs nothing. Spend some time, an hour a week set aside to plan your strategy for that week. What are you going to post? You can pull stock photos. You can go take photos on your cell phone. It doesn't matter as long as you're getting some good content that's providing value out there. And that's a great place to start. If you don't have the time or the expertise, lean on other people. Lean on agencies or freelancers. And start there and then set aside just a few $100s to do some testing because the opportunity is too great to overlook, I think. And just take that step forward. And like I recommend, you know, paid social, but maybe you want to start with Google Ads, or maybe you want to focus on YouTube. It really is so different for each brand. And that's something that an expert in this field can really help guide you with.
Yeah, I think you hit it on its head, which is, you know, add value to your users, to your customers, know who your customers are, and then experiment, right?
Yeah.
With a small amount of money
yep.
and then just scale from there or scale back if needed.
Yep, yep.
So,
absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Katie, I had a great time speaking with you today. Thank you again for coming and explaining to our listeners everything around inbound marketing as it relates to the platform, especially Amazon. So thank you. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you again on another
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for listening.
Great. Everyone, thank you again. This is Kunal signing off from Master the Marketplace. Through conversations with experts in online retail with years of marketing, compliance, and inventory management experience, we seek to empower our listeners to master the marketplace. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you next time on Master the Marketplace with eTales.